This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Phil and Chen Li. 9:19 in the morning. Let's get a quick update on how the bursa is looking like.
It's still in negative territory, down 0.64% at 1586.44.
Okay, we are turning our attention now to Japanese equities. The Bank of Japan is set to meet, and many are expecting the central bank to maintain ultra-low interest rates and hold off from major tweaks to its dovish policy guidance, as rising raw material costs force it to focus on underpinning a fragile economic recovery.
The BOJ's commitment to its zero-rate program puts it at odds with major central banks that are shifting towards tighter monetary policy, despite inflation in Japan expected to creep up towards the central bank's 2% target rate. In contrast, surging inflation is prodding the U.S. Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank to remove stimulus deployed during the COVID-19 pandemic.
And prospects of aggressive Fed tightening, which would widen the divergence between U.S. and Japanese interest rates, have pushed the yen to two-decade lows against the dollar. And while a low yen is generally considered good for Japanese equities, what kind of impact will we see from the continuing low rates that the BOJ is likely to set, and how will the backdrop of the global economic uncertainty impact the Japanese markets?
For some analysis on this, we have with us Zui Shiromoto, investment manager for Japan Equities at Aberdeen Standard Investments. Zui, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us. The Bank of Japan is set to keep their policy rate unchanged when they meet on April 28th. Does this mean that we can expect the yen to continue its weakness trend?
Thank you very much for your questions. Well, I would say probably yes. If the interest rate gap between the U.S. and Japan were to remain theoretically. On the other hand, I think observation on the market movement suggests that the exchange rate is also stabilizing, at least at this point. Some policymakers have also started to recognize this and comment about the current yen rate after the rapid exchange rate fluctuations over the last couple of weeks. As you have suggested, while the indications are indeed that Bank of Japan will keep its policy unchanged, some market participants are also starting to talk about the risk of a potential change here. I just want to introduce an interesting comment that I saw in the newspaper the other day that suggested Japan should open borders as well. Since potential tourists have started to buy Japanese yen, taking advantage of the current rate, looking forward to the future travel to Japan. And I just want to flag that actually Japan is gradually raising daily cap on the number of international arrivals, which should be positive for some of the reopened activities in Japan.
The Nikkei 225 has dropped by about 9.2% on a year-to-date basis, actually outperforming the S&P 500 and even other Asian markets like China and Korea. Will this relative outperformance continue for the rest of the year?
I think 3 points can probably be attributed to the relative outperformance of Japan. First, with the Japanese yen becoming cheaper, it should benefit Japanese exporters, such as those in auto industries. Second, domestic is also bottoming now. Vaccination had started slow in Japan, but the government had moved very swiftly to ramp up nationwide immunization programs. Currently, around 50% of the population had a third booster shot already, with around 80% of the population fully vaccinated. So actually, during my daily lives, I also saw increasing people spending time outside. There are also reports that some domestic travels are picking up. And actually, Japan is heading toward the holiday season next week. And thirdly, last but not least, I would highlight that the corporate governance of Japanese company is also improving. Many companies reported profit increase, and a large number of them have returned excess capital to the shareholders through share buyback.
The mantra is the weak yen is good for Japanese equities. Does that still hold true, and who does it benefit?
Theoretically, exporters should benefit. But I would like to also highlight that Japanese companies have been building global sourcing capability from the past. So this should allow them to operate with relatively less exchange rate sensitive manner, which means while Japanese yen is weaker at this point, leading to some positives, as you highlight, but even if yen were to turn stronger from now, I would say the fundamentals of the Japanese corporate would get less impacted than a while ago.
Zui, at the same time, this import-dependent country is impacted by surging commodity and energy prices, whilst Japan companies are known to be reluctant to raise prices. Are we going to see a margin squeeze and a decline in earnings?
With the sharp rise in the commodity and energy prices, Japanese corporates have started to raise a price at somewhat actually relatively extensive items as compared to the past. For example, at the consumer side, it is reported that the prices of about 6,000 items, such as the instant noodles, have been or will be raised in the next couple months. And on the business side, I would admit that these price hike actions could come with a lag. But if you look ahead, usually these companies will not lower prices, even if some of those commodity and energy prices were to decline. Actually, this would eventually benefit companies' margin over the midterm. And one point I would add is that we are actually glad to notice some of our holdings do execute during this tough macro environment. I would say it is not that they were reluctant to raise price historically. And I would say they try to reduce cost at a higher priority because the reduction of the cost will allow them to show better than expected results. For example, even during the first wave of COVID, because they have less fixed cost so that they can deliver some better than expected numbers.
Considering the long-term structural issues that Japan faces, compounded by the fallout from the war of Ukraine, what is the investment strategy you would advocate?
I would advocate to stick with quality companies, which means that companies have good management, good business and strategies, good governance and strong financials. Aberdeen, we are an investor of quality stocks. So many of our holdings have constantly evolved themselves, not just sitting out there, but they have constantly adapted to the changing external environment and coping with those challenges. So we saw commentaries from companies suggest the business fundamentals actually remain sound.
So finally, what then are your top sector picks and what would you avoid?
Well, Japan Fund is overweight in sectors like healthcare. We hold several companies with strong drug pipelines and solid cash flow, which we believe would provide good returns to the shareholders. And we also think the business should be less affected by macro fluctuations. We also have recently added our investment into real estate sectors. In view of that, the sector could benefit from the reopening in Japan. On the other hand, we tend to avoid sectors like steel makers. So we are conscious that these companies or sector, steel manufacturers, have weaker ESG standards, and there might be some structural headwinds.
Zui, thanks so much for speaking to us today. That was Zui Shiromoto, investment manager for Japan at Aberdeen Standard Investments, talking to us about his outlook on Japanese equities amid a very dovish interest rate environment and low yen.
That's yes, it. And we're talking about low yen. Japanese yen is at their 20-year low if you compare it to US dollar. And I was reading this article on Bloomberg, and it says that the rare beneficiary of this weaker yen is actually SoftBank and video game makers. How interesting is that?
That is interesting indeed. And if you want to learn more about what's happening in the Japan economy, you can listen to our podcast with Daniel Moss. He's a columnist with Bloomberg Opinion. We spoke to him earlier this week about the curious case of Japanese inflation and the falling yen. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.